Oscar from Liberty writes, how do I remove stains, water stains, from sprinklers from the previous owner? He bought a house. And how do I cool the second floor of a two-story home? It's about 2,200 square foot, has a 4-ton. I hear 5-ton should do the trick. And this sounds like the exact question we were dealing with before we were talking.
Yeah, I mean, 5-ton would be a better unit. And it's really difficult to do a two-story home with one system. I mean, it's been done, but it's a lot more difficult to do. 5-ton would be what you would need in that particular situation. Or we can go back to the ductless and add a ductless upstairs and, you know, just get a little more capacity up there without having to change all that really expensive equipment. You could have that for the really hot times, and during the mild times, the 4 or 4.5 ton will take care of the house for those days.
Meanwhile, outside where the sprinkler stains are.
Yeah, I assume it's on brick.
Yeah, you think?
And so, first off, if you sprinkle with city or mud district water, all those chemicals are going to stain your brick, especially if it's red brick. So what you need to do is make sure you stop that from happening first, and then go ahead and pressure wash it and use a brick cleaner and see if you can just clean it up the best you can. Now, sometimes it gets so bad, so stained, that you cannot get it clean because it's taken the dye out of the brick because that water is so aggressive. But there are brick restoration companies in town that can come and dye the brick into a color that will match.